This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. It's September 24th, 2025. I'm Ian DeEubank, and the HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Online, they're at ffbt.com. CJ Miller and Greg Allen have the news today, including taking care of your mental and physical health as harvest starts to get very busy. And a harvest update from Southwest Indiana. The Indiana Farm Forecast with HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin includes another couple of days with rain chances, possibly significant amounts. And the corn, bean, and wheat markets turned around to post gains yesterday. Arlen Suderman has market insights on the HAT Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Brandon Decker, your local ag loan officer with Beacon Credit Union, wishing everyone a safe, bountiful, and successful harvest season.
Harvest progress and taking care of your mental health. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. According to USDA, 10% of Indiana's corn and 12% of the state's soybeans are now harvested. CJ Miller checks in with a southwestern Indiana farmer to see how harvest progress is coming along.
I would say that number is correct for the corn, but not for the beans. I would say we're most probably about 20% on the soybeans.
And that's Mark Seib, who farms near Poseyville in Posey County. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that many of the corn crops in his area just aren't dry enough quite yet.
We had to do quite a bit of some replant. Some of that was done in the fields as the corn was standing, just went back in and replanted. And a friend of mine, Sunday, was shelling corn. He said the monitor on the moisture tester on the combine was jumping anywhere from 23% to 30%. That was creating havoc for his dryer. So he was pulling out and going to try to find some more dry beans somewhere or close to dry beans to harvest.
Mark says they've received about 2 inches of rain over the past several days. And even though it's caused a temporary pause to harvest, he says the moisture is still very much needed.
Beans are pretty much done. They've turned, but it should help the corn a little bit more. But you're absolutely right. We have been dry way too long. We were into a no burn situation for a lot of the counties around here in the southwest side of Indiana. It was getting pretty bad. We were also seeing some damage to trees that were starting to show up from the lack of moisture. So things were getting pretty tight down here for us. We'd still like to be able to get our harvest in, and we don't really want to mud it in. So we're hoping that Mother Nature will be a little bit kinder with us and give us the opportunity to keep going.
Check out my full conversation with Posey County farmer Mark Seib. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
As harvest season ramps up across the country, many farmers are working long hours to bring in this year's crops. But behind the scenes, there's a growing concern that's not as visible as the fields, and that's farmers' mental health. According to HHS educator Angela Sorg, farming is more than a job. It's a way of life. But it's also a high-stress profession, especially during harvest.
We all have mental health concerns. So every day, every one of us gets stressed out. Some of it's good stress, some of it's not so great stress.
According to recent studies, farmers are significantly more likely to experience depression and anxiety compared to the general population. Long days, unpredictable weather, equipment breakdowns, and market uncertainty all pile up. And for many farmers, the weight can become overwhelming.
It is all day, every day, 24/7, 365. And what commodity prices look like this year are not going to be the same as what prices look like next year. So you really can't ever get into almost a sense of calm. When you're in the agricultural community and when you're a farmer, you cannot rely on that. You are so dependent on so many other things that you lose your really sense of control.
But sorry, Berg has some practical ways to boost your mental health.
Maybe go for an extra walk or hang out with our dogs or go see a pretty sunset, read a funny book. Every day we take care of our mental health in hopes that a potential larger issue won't happen.
As harvest continues, let's remember the health of our farmers is just as important as the health of their crops. Listen to a more in-depth conversation on this topic on the Your Health podcast at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a wet one here settling in for the next couple of days. Overnight, we watched a significant area of rain and thunderstorm action exit the Central Plains and move across Missouri. Here this morning is bearing down on central southern Illinois and right on top of us. Right now, I think we look for rain and thunderstorms to spread over the entire state by midday, and thunderstorms can be strong to severe. In addition to severe weather, we have to watch for heavy rains. I'd say here in the next 24 to 36 hours, we have to look for anywhere from a half to 2 inches of precipitation. Moisture is winding down as we approach midnight tonight, and I do think that we start to dry out through the day tomorrow. So that's one key takeaway here. The system moving a little bit faster at this point. So if we're drying on Thursday, that means we should put together a very pleasant Friday right away. And we are rain-free from this Friday all the way through next weekend. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking this upcoming weekend. I'm talking the weekend of the 3rd and 4th. Well, I guess it's the 4th and 5th. Now, as we get toward the end of that first week in October, the first few days of October, maybe we have to keep an eye out for a little bit of hit-and-miss moisture. There's a disturbance that's trying to come through the upper Midwest and Western Corn Belt, may be able to hold together. So I guess I'm not going to give you a wide-open guarantee for the 3rd and 4th, but the idea here is we're dry for a while, and even if there is a little bit of moisture that pops up on the 4th, for example, we go right back to completely dry weather going into the week of the 6th. A frontal boundary trying to come down toward the middle of that week around the 8th does bring some moisture, but it also brings a chance for some slightly cooler air. We are not concerned about bitter cold air, though, anytime soon. In my mind, temperatures remain well above normal as we completely finish out September and move through the first half of October. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Keep the umbrella handy today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
A turnaround Tuesday with corn and wheat higher all day, beans back and forth. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. Final numbers coming up, but with a look inside what happened during the session, I checked in with Arlen Suderman of StoneX. It was a turnaround Tuesday, but throughout you could tell, Arlen, there wasn't a lot of conviction in the higher move, especially after the sell-off on Monday. So it's not a real positive day overall, even though things did turn green.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to see corn and wheat in the green. I think a positive out of it is that corn was able to take out the previous day's highs. And even Kansas City wheat was able to do so as well, but Chicago and Minneapolis were not. That's one of the keys of turning things around. You got to crawl before you can walk. And we kind of expected that at these low prices, we would uncover some demand for wheat. We thought we might on corn as well, because demand for corn is very strong and it appears that to be the case. But soybeans, in the absence of any type of business with China, can, and particularly with Argentina going in a tax holiday for their grain and oil seeds that they export until October 31st. And then hearing reports that China has bought 10 to 12 cargoes, maybe as many as 15 cargoes of Argentine soybeans, taking advantage of that tax holiday, really kind of put the pressure on soybeans today.
Detail just what that means, that suspension of export taxes by Argentina, because it's a dollars and cents thing in the end.
It really is. Argentina has built its socialist government and its social programs that the government has featured on the backs of the agricultural sector by taxing agricultural exports at high levels, sometimes well above 30% tax. And President Milei was elected to bring reform to Argentina, to bring life back to its economy, and to cut social programs and to therefore also cut taxes, export taxes. But he also has a big debt obligation to the rest of the world from past debts and past administrations that are in dollar-denominated debt. So he needed to raise the number, the volume of dollars that are in their coffers in order to make those payments while supporting the peso, their local currency. And so he declared a holiday on those export taxes until $7 billion have come into their coffers in currency exchanges. Their commodities are sold in dollars and then converted to pesos, or October 31st, whichever comes first. And so that means that soybeans are about $3 a bushel cheaper to buyers on the export market now during that tax break, and corn is about 50 cents a bushel cheaper than what it was prior to the tax holiday.
Any update in your opinion about harvest results, the early feedback that we're getting, and how ultimately it may translate into some sort of market impact?
Yeah, we get harvest results in here on a daily basis, and I've been reading through them each day, and the corn harvest results are pretty much as expected with the poor finish to the growing season we had. Between disease pressure and the dry finish to the season, smaller seed size, yields are coming in disappointing, 20 to 30 bushels lower than last year in a lot of cases, some cases worse, some cases better, but significantly less. So the expectation is still there. We're going to see USDA's yield decline in the months ahead. Soybeans is a little different story. They had the same level of dryness stress, but the yields are holding up much better than anticipated thus far. It's still very early, less than 10% of the crop harvested as of Sunday. So that could change. But thus far, even in some of the driest areas of the central and eastern Midwest, we are seeing yields hold up very well. Doesn't mean that we won't see a decline in USDA's yield. We just don't have any evidence to really go there at this time yet.
We have some other news as well. A new world screwworm. There are some developments there with a report of presence of that just 70 miles south of the border with Mexico, the U.S. border with Mexico. What else is affecting the cattle markets? Because it's been quite dynamic already this week.
Yeah, when USDA released their statement early yesterday about that new world screwworm larva that was discovered in an animal, there was one sentence in there that really captured the industry's attention. And it was that the Trump administration plans to release later this week a plan to rebuild the American cattle supply. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to take the 50% tariff off of beef coming from Brazil to increase the supply of beef? Well, he said to increase the cattle supply. So does that mean that he's going to open up federal grazing lands? Is he going to use tax incentives to incentivize holding back heifers to rebuild the breeding herd? Does that mean it's going to be direct cash payments like he's done to crop farmers if people will hold back the heifers? We don't know, but the plan is expected to be released. The market, the feeder cattle market in particular, is trading the expectation he's going to do something to encourage holding back of heifers. And that means a tighter supply of cattle available to be fed. So the feeder cattle market has been surging higher the last couple of sessions. anticipating that tighter supply, particularly the deferred contracts as we get into next winter, next spring. But meanwhile, the nearby futures contracts for fat cattle fell under some weakness on the possibility that we might see the 50% tariff on Brazilian beef lifted. So that's how it's impacting the market.
Arlen Suderman, market commentary. Arlen is at StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday trade, 4.5 cents better on December corn, 426 and a quarter. March 443, up 4 and a quarter. November beans squeak out a higher close, up a penny, 1012. Jan contract, 1031 and three quarters, up a penny and a quarter, 9 3/4 higher. December wheat, 520 and a half. The meats split today. October live cattle, 235.60, down 155. Over $100 now by 52 cents on the October lean hogs, up $1.72. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.